Journalist Faye Flam interviewed risk communication expert Peter M. Sandman on February 9, 2020, about the coronavirus pandemic to be, now officially known as COVID-19. This is Segment 6, Conspiracy Theories. For the other segments, the complete hour-long interview, or other content on coronavirus risk communication, go to www.psandman.com.
Tell me about what you think about the, is there a risk communication failure in the proliferation of conspiracy theories? We seem to have a lot of them floating around, so you kind of have to go look for them on websites or social media.
Let me say a couple of things about that. One is, you know, the vast majority of outlier opinions always turn out false. You know, every once in a while, an outlier opinion turns out true. The existence of outlier opinions is both inevitable and healthy. The tendency of the society to focus too much on outlier opinions is neither inevitable nor healthy, and that's unfortunate, but I don't know what to do about it. You know, it's in other words, if you take one particular so-called conspiracy theory that the coronavirus was bioengineered, bioengineered in Canada, bioengineered in the U.S., bioengineered in China, you know, bioengineered to be particularly deadly to Chinese people, you know, because, you know, it's a bio war against Asia. I mean, there are all kinds of variants of this, but, you know, it all starts with the idea that this is a human-made bioengineered virus.
Right. Yes. Okay.
That theory is probably false. Okay, the fact that that theory is being advanced by significant, you know, well, I won't say so. The fact that that theory is being advanced and that some people are looking for evidence that it's true and other people are looking to rebut that evidence and show that it's false, I think that's very healthy. I wouldn't want to live in a society in which nobody was considering that possibility, because it might be true, you know. I assume that, you know, somewhere in the government there are still people checking it, to, you know, and then rechecking it and then double rechecking it, because, you know, it's really important to know if it's true. So the fact that there are conspiracy theories is, in my judgment, or, you know, that are conspiracy theory is kind of a loaded term. The fact that there are outlier opinions that are exceedingly unlikely to be true, and that those opinions don't become impossible to find, I think is healthy. I think it's good that you can find those outlier opinions, and that people in authority can find them and check them and rebut them if they're rebuttable, and confirm them if they're confirmable, and take them seriously even if they're probably false. I mean, one of the things that risk communication people tell their clients, that I have often told clients, is don't trash a theory that's probably false but you haven't disproved it conclusively. You know, you want to communicate that it's probably false, and you want to communicate, but you don't want to communicate that in a way that trashes it. So, you know, you say, as Julie Gerberding said about SARS at one point. Julie Gerberding was then, head of the CDC. She became head of the CDC, yeah. But I think she was then head of the infectious disease branch, and there was a story, I think, in USA Today that said that SARS is from outer space. Uh-huh. And Miriam Falco, a reporter, asked Dr. Gerberding at a press conference, well, what do you think about this hypothesis that SARS is from outer space? And she said, this isn't the direct quote, but it's close. She said, you know, we have no evidence that SARS is from outer space, but we're keeping an open mind. Which is way better to say than what kind of conspiracy theorist are you?
Yeah. That's so interesting.
I don't think conspiracy theories are a problem. I think fighting about whether conspiracy theories are a problem is a problem. We ought to take conspiracy theories in stride. As, you know, yes, you know, there's always a spectrum of opinion, including some that are way out on the edges. And it's healthy to have edges. And it's healthy to take the edges seriously. And it's healthy to remember that the edges are almost always, but not always, wrong.
I really like that. I had not thought about it that way, but it makes perfect sense and I think her answer was the right answer, which it also sort of keeps people from becoming too paranoid that there's a cover up when you say, well, we're not going to just dismiss that out of hand, but we don't think it's likely.
I think that's the right answer. And then when you get better evidence, when you have pretty conclusive evidence that it's false, you should tell people you have pretty conclusive evidence that it's false, but still respectful. This was worth investigating. We're grateful to the people who raised it for making sure it got investigated, and it's been investigated. And we're now very confident that it's false. And if they want to keep looking into it, God bless, because, we've been wrong before. But we're moving on.